Trump slams Russia after at least 9 killed, 80 injured in biggest strikes on Kyiv in months. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 24, 2025. U.S. President Donald Trump slammed Russia for launching a major airstrike on the Ukrainian capital overnight, calling for a peace deal to get signed. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has cut short his diplomatic visit to South Africa after Russia launched a major airstrike on his capital Kyiv, which is said to have killed at least 9 people. The Ukrainian government said Wednesday night's strike, which lasted 11 hours and involved hundreds of missiles and drones, was the most significant against the capital city since July 2024, 9 months ago. Airstrikes against Kyiv itself have been comparatively rare in the later phase of the war, as the capital has comparatively good air defenses and Russia has focused more on frontline areas and cities. While at least a dozen people are still missing and may be dead or alive, trapped beneath the rubble, the Kyiv city government said at least 9 people were killed and 80 injured. Of those, 31 people were hospitalized, including 5 children. U.S. President Donald Trump, who has recently expressed his anger and frustration at both Russia and Ukraine for what he says is dragging out the peace process, responded to the air raid with a statement on social media calling out Russia. He said, "I am not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary, and very bad timing. Vladimir, stop." Noting there are 5,000 soldiers a week being killed in the fighting, President Trump said, "Let's get the peace deal done." The marathon airstrike began as Ukraine's President Zelensky arrived in South Africa for a diplomatic tour last night, part of his push to sign up more global nations as supporters. Noting the intensity of the Russian strike, Zelensky said he would be returning home early on Thursday, after holding a meeting with the South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. Speaking from South Africa, Zelensky said Ukraine had already agreed to a ceasefire as brokered by the United States and said it was Russia that was continuing to launch strikes against civilians. Russia, for its part, claimed it only aimed for military targets inside Ukraine and accused Kyiv of propaganda this morning. President Zelensky continued, "Nearly 70 missiles, including ballistic ones, and about 150 attack drones. Unfortunately, there is significant destruction. Rescue operations are ongoing, and the rubble of residential buildings is being cleared. As of this moment, over 80 people have been injured across Ukraine. Everyone is receiving the necessary assistance. Regrettably, 9 people have been killed in Kyiv." Ukrainian Air Force Command said they had tracked 215 air targets attacking the country, with strikes against Kyiv and 7 other Ukrainian regions overnight. They said of these 215 missiles and drones detected, 48 missiles and 64 drones were destroyed and a further 68 went down without causing damage. The figures imply some 35 missiles got through the shield. Among the weapons detected as launched against Ukraine, they said, were 11 Iskander ballistic missiles, 37 Kodiak air-launched cruise missiles, 12 Kalibr missiles, and 145 Shahed-type attack drones.